Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's. This is a place where we come together as a family of faith to worship and experience the presence of God. Several announcements this morning. The Gift Gals are headed to the Sweet Dreams Ice Cream Shop in Napoleon this Thursday at 11:30, and sign up is on the bulletin board. Also, Man Camp Retreat is this coming weekend, and then the Women's Retreat is on April 11th through the 13th, with both of these being held at Miracle Camp. Also, our mission for the month of March has been the Friendship House, which is our community's homeless shelter. Would you please join me in the responsive scripture reading from Luke 1, 68 through 69, and 74 and 75. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people.
He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of Israel.
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness and love. You have come to redeem and rescue us just as you promised. Because of you, we can worship without fear, living in your grace and truth. Please be with us today and fill this place with your presence. Open our hearts to you and guide us in all that we do. We give you our praise and our love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great is our Lord. Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. We will be singing first, "What a Wonderful Savior." That is found on page number 81 of our red hymnals. And then we will be singing, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me." And that is found on page number 513 in our red hymnals. So let us sing.
What a wonderful Savior. Unless you are a child, and I invite you to the steps for the children's message. Now that the nursery is upstairs, we got to give them a little bit more time to get down here. Okay, I have a tough ask of you this morning. We're going to play the quiet game. Some of you know the quiet game. The quiet game is you're going to be as quiet and still. You're not going to move for as long as you can. Okay? So if you're as quiet as for an hour, I won't even be given the sermon this morning. Let's just see how long you can. And I thought we were going to be okay. No. Can you do this? Have you played the quiet game before?
Yes.
Well, that's got to control. So don't look at anybody sitting beside you so you won't laugh. But we're going to start right now. Be as quiet and still as you can. See, there you go. I thought it was going to be the other Ryan that would start moving around, but you did very well. That was quiet for a long time. I wonder if you learned that from Jesus. And I should remind you, we are starting to put your up on the screen again so they can see what you're doing out there. All right? So, did you learn that from Jesus? In the gospel reading we are doing today, Jesus is in front of Herod, and Herod and others are asking him all kinds of questions. And you know what Jesus did? He didn't answer. He stood there in silence, and he did not answer any of their questions. Yeah, he probably figured out that whatever answer he gave, they didn't want to hear anyway. So he just stood silent. Now, that's much more than a game to see how long we can. Well, no, there was a reason he was silent. And there are times when we need to be silent like Jesus was. When somebody might call us a name, it can be our tendency to fire back a name at that person. Or if somebody is mean to us and says something mean, we might want to respond and say something mean to them. But Jesus encourages us not to say anything. He wants us to pray. He wants us to love our enemies and pray for them. So someone that's mean to us, we don't need to be mean back. Herod was being pretty mean towards Jesus, but he stood there in silence. And sometimes when we're silent, it can give a greater message than our words. So I want you to try that sometime when there's someone else is going to say something to you or do something, try not to retaliate. Do what Jesus did and be silent and pray for them. All right? Let's pray now. Lord God, we thank you for these children and we thank you for the lessons of Jesus. Even in the time of his trial, he was teaching us through his silence. To give you glory, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You did well. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Mighty God, gracious Lord, God of amazing love, Savior, teacher, Lord God, we bow before you in this time, thanking you for the wonder of prayer. In a time of worship, in a time of our own solitude, the wonder of prayer, to open ourselves up to you, but also to be those times of silence, listening for your voice, expectantly waiting for your spirit to move in our mind, to move our thoughts and to move us into action. Lord, in this time, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you for the words of Scripture. We thank you for the words of hymns and songs. Lord, we pray that through your word, we would continue to learn from the teaching, the example of Jesus. Sometimes we can wonder, is silence really a way of teaching? But the more we explore that silence, the more we know that it can be a way of teaching and living. Lord God, as we live each of our daily lives, we pray for strength of faith. We pray for the knowledge of Scripture so that we can face and endure any of those accusations, any of those problems the world throws at us. Lord, we pray that we would have the strength of Jesus in our hearts to respond with your word, to respond with your hope, to respond with your love. Lord, we continue to pray that you would guide us as a church and as a ministry to be disciples of our Lord and Savior, that we would share the good news of the gospel with all. Lord, we pray your blessing upon our list of concerns, praying for Chloe. Lord, as she waits some results of recent scans, and we just pray for her strength. Lord, we pray for Todd as he has ended treatment at this time and is going through some other things. And Lord, we just pray for his health and for his peace of mind. And we continue to pray for Stuart and for Rhonda in the time that they are going through. Lord, watch over us and hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. Walking on the road to Jerusalem, the time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walk beside me on the road. The reason they had come was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there today? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure that our Lamb doesn't run away. So I told them about Moses and Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. And then I heard the crowd cry out loud, let's crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to watch this drama, a part that we didn't want to play. Why upon this sacred day are men condemned to die? And why are we just standing here when soon they might pass by? But then I looked down the street and I said, well, even now they come. The first one cried for mercy. The people gave him none. The second one, he was violent. He was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice cursing at the crowd. And then someone said, there's Jesus. And I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow, running down the cross and falling to the ground. And I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back, and the crowd began to yell. That moment filled with agony, hopelessness and loss, until a Roman soldier, he grabbed my arm and screamed, you carry his cross. At first I tried to resist him, then his hand reached for his sword. So I knelt down beside this broken king and picked the cross up from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and we shuffled down the street. The blood that poured from his open sores trickled down my cheek. And they led us to Golgotha, where they nailed his feet and hands. And yet upon that cross I could hear him pray, Father, forgive them. Well, never have I seen such love in any other's eyes. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. He prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed like hours. I lost all sense of time until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping, and then I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us. Our lamb has run away. Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here today? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them into my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. Dear children, watch the Lamb.